Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
You've reached the voice mailbox of Melissa and Austin. No, just kidding. This is AI versus Austin. And today we are doing just that, though. Voicemail greetings. I have got a couple of voicemail greetings, guys. And I just want you to tell me which one you think is better. One of which was written by AI, one of which was written by yours truly.
Okay.
So we're not doing best 2 out of 3 on this one.
No, just literally 1 versus 1, and okay. You guys just have to tell me which one you like better.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah, we're ready. And we're still doing the one that wins. You have to redo your voicemail, right?
If AI wins, I'll redo it.
Okay.
I'm very excited.
I love this deal.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We will begin after the beep. Voicemail number 1.
Congratulations, you've reached Austin Huff's voicemail. The second best thing to talking to the actual Austin Huff. That means I didn't answer, and you're stuck talking to a robot. Lucky you. Go ahead and leave a message. I'll get back to you once I've finished regretting giving out my number, which will probably be a while. Thanks.
Sounds, okay. Really, depressing.
A little, but I like it. It's got a little sass to it.
So sassy. Sassy Austin is number okay. 1. What's all number right. 2?
Number here is voicemail number 2.
In a world where phone calls go unanswered, one man dares to let it ring. From the makers of His Sister Whitney, you've reached Austin Huff. Coming this fall will be a message left by you after the tone. If you're brave enough, rated R.
So, can I ask something about that voicemail? Did it said from the producers that made Whitney?
From the makers.
Of Whitney.
Of his sister
okay.
Whitney.
Okay. Oh, okay. That makes sense.
All right, yeah.
Can I voice an opinion?
Sure, of course.
The really corny, cheesy ones like that, I don't really love. So, I'm leaning
Which
sassy.
One was more corny? Okay. I'm so glad you said that.
I'm leaning sassy. The second one, like, I'm going to leave a message for the first one. I'm not leaving a message for the second one.
Well, and the second one wasn't really a message. It was like a movie trailer.
Yeah.
So the first one's like a real message. It's sassy. It's sort of how you feel. Mm-hmm. And I also like that one.
Okay. So we're going to go with voicemail number 1.
Okay. Voicemail number 1. Was it Austin or was it AI? It was AI.
Stop it. Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm not that sassy, guys. I'm not that much of a curmudgeon.
I will say, AI has gotten sassier.
And I love movies, guys. Come on.
I know, but it wasn't a voicemail. It was a movie trailer.
Yeah, we don't need a movie trailer. We need to leave you an important message.
It's like a trailer for me, though, because you didn't get to fool me. You just got a little piece of me. It's a movie trailer.
Nope.
Essentially a voicemail.
I like the way he went on that, though.
So when you changing your voicemail, then?
I gotta go. Please leave your message after.
You're changing.
Nope, nope, you're still listening. I know it's one of those voice messages.
Let's play some ones.
Gotta
go.
Ones gotta go, of course. Powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Zzzt. Get your text messages into our text line, 312-946-4995. Send us a couple of options that you think are difficult to pick between, and we're gonna tell you which ones gotta go. Joining us today is our dear friend Carla from Melissa's old neck of the woods.
Really?
Portage, Indiana.
Hi, Carla.
Hi, honey. How are you?
You ready to play some One's Gotta Go?
I am.
Okay, let's jump into this here with a 630 text. One's Gotta Go. Pumpkin spice latte or apple cider donuts? Which one's gotta go, Carla?
Ooh.
Apple cider donuts.
Really? You're out on them. Why?
Well, I can't have sugar, so...
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and you can kind of downsize the latte part of it, so I can make my own.
That's okay. You can make your own.
Wait,
okay.
So you can. You can make your own.
Yeah, without as much sugar, so
sure.
Yeah.
That's fair. Melissa, which one are you going with?
Well, all right, I'm just going to agree with you, Carla, because I think that you can make those adjustments if need be. Plus, the donuts sometimes are a little too heavy, too much.
Yeah.
You know, they're extremely rich.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send that one right out the door.
I wish I was extremely rich. Austin?
Look, I love them both so much. Let me preface that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the PSLs got to PS. See ya. More
that,
like
that doesn't
no,
no
okay
no,
anyway the donuts, give me the apple cider donuts.
Really?
I, you know how much I love donuts.
Really?
Yeah. Interesting. All right, this one from a 773 texter, very interesting one. One's gotta go: having to jump start your car every four blocks or having to ride a kiddie's bike to work every day. Which one's gotta go, Carla? We're starting with you.
The kiddies bike's gotta go.
Kiddies bike's gotta go. Yeah. Why is that?
Yep. Yeah. I'll jump start my car every four blocks.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
willing
such a
to do
one.
It. Love it. Austin?
The kiddie bike gotta go. Look, my first car was a 97 Chevy Blazer.
Mm.
I essentially was jump starting that car every four blocks. So I'm like, I can jump start a car faster than most people.
Really?
I'm so good at it.
Prove
I've got it.
It
down to a science. Okay. I got it down to a science. And plus the kiddie bike, you'd show up places sweaty.
Yeah, true.
I'm going, the car's got to go. I'm doing the kiddie bike. I'm putting myself in a big wheel, okay?
Mm.
And in a big wheel, you can go fast, you can skid out, and you go around those corners real quick.
Oh, good.
More speed.
So,
just drifting around. Like
drifting
whacker.
Around corners on that big wheel.
I would pay money to see you drive a big wheel.
How long would it take you to come to Chicago? How long would it take you to come into work on a big wheel?
Well, if I drove down Roosevelt Road, I don't know, maybe... hour and a half?
That's,
2 hours?
Yeah, sure. It takes you an hour and a half already to get in. Okay. Carla, last one just for you today. We had a big debate early on this morning. Who is the coffee? Who is the Baileys and Melissa and Austin? But one's got to go. Coffees or Baileys? Which one's got to go?
Baileys.
Oh. Baileys. Is that because of the sugar thing?
No, I'm not a drinker.
Oh. Good for you, Carla.
You know what, Carla? You don't need any sugar. You're already sweet as it is.
Oh.
Wow, you're buttering her up.
What?
And what?
Melissa.
Austin.
Oh, baby. Do we have a good Dear Melissa and Austin today? We've got our friend Rachel calling in from McHenry. Rachel, what is going on?
Hey, good morning. So just to let you know, I've been to a lot of baby showers.
Okay.
So this is kind of strange to me.
Nice.
I went to a baby shower and mom-to-be made it like abundantly clear. She just wanted cash. Like, no gifts, no registry.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Just money?
Just money, just like, and cash, by the way. Just like envelopes of money.
Oh my gosh. So no baby clothes and no bottles and nothing?
No.
Wow.
Fine, I guess. But everyone showed up basically handing over, you know, envelopes. Like it was a wedding. I guess part of me is like, well, I know babies are expensive.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The other part of me was like, well, am I paying to be part of like her motherhood? Like,
yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
Is that like practical or am I wrong in thinking this is like just tacky?
Okay, look, I'm going to be honest, hand raised. I've never been to a baby shower in my life. But I've always just assumed that like opening the gifts was always like part of the tradition of a baby shower, is it not?
Absolutely. You open gifts and other mothers and or fathers are like, oh, I loved this for my baby and blah, blah, blah. You know, and those kinds of, I mean, that's kind of the whole point for people to ooh and ah over the gifts.
Sure.
Yeah. I think there are sometimes showers that you won't open gifts. It's few and far between, but I've been to baby showers where they just run out of time and they don't open everything. But I do think that's part of the fun is when they pull out all the cute little baby clothes,
right?
Because that's like the most fun part is those little outfits for me. But I think that asking for money is okay, but it just takes away the fun. I like being traditional. So I wouldn't love it, but I do think it's a little tacky.
Yeah, well, I just like, I feel like that's only putting more of a burden as you on you as an expected mother, like of, okay, yeah, everyone gave you all this cash, but now you have to go out and buy all of the things that you need.
Yeah, I really feel the same way, especially because it's her first kid. I mean, whatever. It just felt very, very, I don't know, call me traditional. Yeah. I was raised in the South.
Sure.
And it just felt very tacky.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely weird. But on the flip side, where Austin said that it's putting a lot of work on her, what had come to my mind a minute ago was how easy she made it for you. Because
right.
You don't have to do shopping. You don't have to do online shopping. You don't have to go to the store.
Yeah.
You don't have to wrap anything. You don't have to lug anything. You just come with a check or cash in this case.
Yeah.
I need you to call us back whenever this woman has her second kid and you go to the baby shower, because I have a feeling it's going to go back to the traditional way. I have a feeling the baby shower number two, she's going to ask for just regular gifts.
People don't usually have the second baby shower.
Is that not a thing? You don't do a second baby shower?
Mm-mm.
Not really, because by the time your second kid comes around, you have pretty much everything you need with the exception of diapers.
Well, this lady doesn't, so maybe she will throw a baby shower.
You never know.
Right? You know, like... Well, listen, we want to thank you so much for calling us for Dear Melissa and Austin. We hope we were able to help.
Yeah, thank you for at least making me feel maybe not so judgmental.
No. Oh, look, we will judge right there with you.
Yay.
If you need any advice, feel free to email me, melissa@us99.com or austin@us99.com.
Lisa in Tinley Park.
Do you think if a woman is asking for cash at her baby shower, it's tacky?
No, let me explain the reason. I'm on my fifth grandchild. We will be having a shower next month for my daughter. This is her third child, and she has two girls and a boy. So one sprinkle, she has most of her big items, which you do. So when you're going to a shower, we all know showers are about parties. They're celebrating the mother. Fortunately, there's people that can't have children. We give back at our showers. We do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Great favors, great prizes. My daughter spent hours on a registry, which people do not buy off of registries. Like you said, Melissa, they want the cutesy baby clothes. They want to make this. They want to make that. So that's what people are doing. Instead of buying the gift, they're buying the no-nonsense gift.
I know, because they're adorable.
Well, you're right, but how many? My daughter right now has been planning because it's her first boy, and we have a wardrobe until he's two. Now, when we do the sprinkle for her, which is small family, she's going to get clothes because, especially when you're having a girl, they are adorable.
They
and
are.
Everybody wants to give the clothes. For me, I give an item off the registry and money, maybe a small item. You can always give medicines or stuff that they're always going to go through. Okay?
Right. That's the boring stuff to buy anyway. You want to buy medicine and
see it, Melissa. Yes. So put it in a cutesy little basket, dress it up. But the mother spent the time picking items, researching items,
right,
reviewing items. And a lot of times they can't buy that $400 car seat.
Okay, so then I agree with you. Not tacky. It's okay for people to bring money, and especially if they've already have all the stuff they need. You know, even in the case of something new, then they can go out and buy what they want.
Yeah, Lisa, thank you so much for calling and weighing in.
Guys,
we appreciate you.
I love you so much.
We love you, too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Lynn in Plainfield.
Do you think it's tacky to ask for cash at a baby shower?
Very tacky.
You think it is?
Be grateful. Yeah, I think so. I'm from a different generation, but it doesn't matter what generation you're born in. I believe that whoever's celebrating you and your wonderful baby to come, you should just be grateful for everything you're getting and enjoy the moment. I don't believe you should have the right to ask for things, and you should just be enjoying the moment, enjoying it with your family, your mother, grandmother, whoever's there with you, and then just be grateful for what you get.
Okay.
Because it's easier for people to just go out and get a gift because usually it's mostly women and they always have fun shopping. I know I do. And just go with it.
Well, they are asking for things, even if it's not cash. Usually there's a list of things that they send that they want. So there's still like a list involved.
Yeah, but I still think it's tacky. If it was my daughter, and I've told my children, and they are now in their 20s, and I have one daughter getting married in a few years, I always told them, just be grateful for what you get. Even if you don't like something, you just say thank you, you smile, you give hugs and kisses, and you move on, and then you could talk about it later in the privacy of your own home.
Yeah. It's the don't look a gift horse in the mouth philosophy.
Totally.
Exactly.
Or when you get home and you're like, we got two of the exact same thing. What are we going to do?
Right.
And sometimes if you get two of the same thing, maybe it's two car seats. Hey, mom or dad, or maybe it's an aunt. You want to take the extra car seat if you're helping transport my baby back and forth.
Right.
There's ways to look at the things that you receive at a party. And people love women. You're talking women that are in their 40s plus, 50, 60, maybe 70-year-olds that are reliving those moments when they had their own baby.
Sure. Aww,
that's so sweet to even think about it like that.
Well, Lynn, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your perspective. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you. It was fun, and I love listening to you both every day on my way to work.
Well, thank you so much.
We love talking to you, Lynn.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
On a day like today, we need great news more than ever.
So you want to just do it?
Let's do it.
Let's try to lighten it up a little bit. It's time for the Great at 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Lose weight like me. You will also feel great. Visit feelgreatillinois.com.
And it's a great
Denise in Orland Park.
What's your great news?
You know what? I'm just fine because 24 years ago, like you guys, I remember exactly where I was when today happened. And I held my son who was 6 months old for all the firemen and lives lost. And now, so many years later, out of 5 children, 4 of my children are going into civil service. My one son, Matt, is a vet that I always talk about. He's doing fireman and paramedic and EMT. I have a daughter who's a teacher. Another daughter going for criminal justice, for law enforcement.
Wow.
Another one that's a nurse or wants to be a nurse. And my little guy in 8th grade talks about following his brother's footsteps. And, like, I'm just proud of my kids that somehow in this crazy world, they want to give back to people because they were all upset yesterday that, like, it's okay to disagree with someone, but we don't have the right to take someone's life.
Right.
And, you know, country music in my house and you guys are, like, a big thing And we're, like, so grateful that Aldina's there today, because when we go to country concerts and fans, like, it just takes your troubles away.
Country music is medicine, and that's, you know, one of the things that are really important to both Austin and I. And I love that your family recognizes that, too, and the fact that you have brought up all these kids to be so selfless and courageous and do these amazing things. That really shows what kind of parents you were.
Well, thank you for all you do, and keep playing this wonderful music, because it helps.
Thank you, Denise. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Denise.
Julia and Dyer.
What's your great news?
So we just found out that one of our really good friends who grew up in short track racing is making his debut this weekend on Thursday in the NASCAR Truck Series.
No way.
Yeah, we're so excited.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I was going to ask you what that is. What did you call it again? The short, what was it called?
So he grew up in short track racing. So like your local small town short tracks, like oval track racing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like a Grundy County Speedway.
All right.
Which is also this weekend, they have a big race going on. But he grew up doing short track racing and has gone up through the ranks and has been noticed by a team in the NASCAR Truck Series.
Wow.
And is making his debut this weekend in Bristol, Tennessee.
That's incredible. And Bristol, the shortest track in NASCAR too. So it kind of fits.
The bowl ring. It's so cool. I'm so excited for him. So then if he does well and people notice him more, then it would be the Xfinity Series and then NASCAR.
Oh my gosh.
Only got two more steps before he could possibly be in NASCAR.
Come on.
We're really rooting for him to make his debut amazing.
Okay, let's not bury the lead. What's his name?
So his name is Trayton Lapcevich.
Okay. And do we know the car number that he's going to be driving?
I don't, but I can definitely get you that information today.
Okay.
Because the race will be tonight on TV.
Okay.
It's the Bristol Truck Race.
And so we'll keep our eyes peeled for Trayton.
Yes, Trayton Lapcevich. We're so excited for him. He's amazing.
Thank you so much for calling us, Julia. We do appreciate it, because that is so awesome. We're going to keep our eyes peeled for Trayton.
Julia, call us back when he's moving up to the next level so we can follow along, okay?
I definitely will, for sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, we here at Melissa and Austin do our very best. Ever since we launched this show, we always wanted this place to be a safe haven, basically void of this world. Like, we wanted to be removed from society, because within society has grown so much evil and hatred and divisiveness. And we said, we don't want to be that. We want to be an escape for people, because look, well, as we know, driving on the expressways here in Chicago are stressful enough as it is. And then you add life on top of that. We want it to be a getaway. And when it comes to days like today, with just an avalanche of remembrances and heavy news and just divisiveness even more, we wanted to stray away with that, which is why we put so much emphasis on today's Graded 8. But also, we have more great news to share.
Yeah, we want to bring an uplifting story to you. As Austin said, in the event of all this negative news that is coming out and all these horrific things that have been happening. So we are going to do a little follow-up to somebody you probably heard about. Mm-hmm. His name is Nicholas, and he's from Elgin, and he was nominated for Youth Athlete of the Year.
Yeah.
He has made it to the quarterfinals because of you and all his friends and family. And if he wins this thing, he is going to get to be in Sports Illustrated. He gets to take home $25,000. And we want you to know, this kid is absolutely amazing and was nominated by his coach.
Yeah, right. He didn't even nominate himself. Wasn't anything he entered himself.
Nope. His coach surprised him with this, because he is an extraordinary kid. So we're going to talk to him and find out how he's doing, how he feels, and you'll get a little taste of what's going on in Nicholas's life.
So when we come back in around 8 minutes from right now, you'll hear from our guy Nicholas, 10 years old, from Elgin, the E-Dub. Nicholas and Elgin, the E-Dub.
Okay, we are so excited for you. We did all kinds of voting up and down for you to be Athlete of the Year. How are things going?
So far, really good. So I'm in the quarterfinals. I made it.
You did?
Very nice. Let's go.
That's such awesome news.
I want to give a shout out to you guys and the listeners for you guys to vote for me because I couldn't have done this without you guys. So
I'll tell you something. I went on that link and I was like, I was voting and voting and voting and voting and voting.
We voted as much as we possibly could. Nicholas, you know, you're giving us a lot of credit here, though. You're literally the one that was submitted by your coach for this Athlete of the Year contest without you even knowing, which just is a testament to you as both an athlete, but as a person. And I feel like that should not go understated enough. Just talking to you once on the phone already, I can already tell you you're just a good, solid, humble kid. And we want that to be rewarded. When people see good in other people, they want that to be rewarded. Right. And so we are happy to help in any way we can, man.
You are a solid human being. You're like somebody, if I was your age, somebody I would aspire to be. So thank you for being who you are.
When I grow up, I want to be Nicholas.
I want to be Nicholas. Yeah. I don't want to be a Toys R Us kid. I want to be Nicholas. And you are very impressive. You're a smart kid. And we are going to be sticking with you through this whole thing and trying to get you to number one at the very end.
Yeah, we keep listening to you guys on the radio. So we love you guys.
Well, we love you too.
Nicholas, is the next round open? Can we start voting for you to get you into the next round?
Yeah, you guys can keep voting right now.
Okay, and we will repost that link and onto all of our socials at US99 Mornings and at US99 Chicago on Facebook to get the word out there for people to vote for you.
Okay, all right. That means a lot.
How long do they vote? How much time do we have?
They have next Thursday.
Okay.
So vote, so...
Till next Thursday.
All right.
Well, here we go. We're on countdown time. We're going to get this done.
Well, Nicholas, thank you so much for the call and the update, and we wish you luck, man.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Of course. You're welcome. Good luck.
All right. Bye, guys.
It is 8:35-ish. You know, you really have to emphasize that ish, which means it's time for the 5 at 8:35. Today we have got Noelle in Steger and Summer in Munster. Noelle, why don't you say hello to Summer?
Hi.
All right, guys, you're up for a pair of tickets to go see Keith Urban at the United Center. With the 5 at 8:35, we've got 5 country questions. The rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Are you both ready?
Yes.
All right, with all that said, let's play. Question number one. In the song Like I Love Country Music, Kane Brown sings, "Let's take our time, walk the line, kind of like Johnny and June did." What are the last names of Johnny and June he's referencing?
Summer. Cash.
Is it Cash? Judges, yes, we will accept that answer. We also would have accepted Cash and Carter.
Question number two. Chillin' It was the breakout hit for what hat-loving country music star?
Noel.
3 seconds.
Noel.
Jason Aldean.
Is it Jason Aldean? It is not. Summer, you got a guess?
Kenny Chesney.
Is it Kenny Chesney? He does love hats.
Yeah, he does.
But no, it is not.
It was Cole Swindell.
Oh.
Question number three. What country artist, nicknamed Chief, actually has a first name of Kenneth? 3 seconds. We're looking for Eric Church. Eric Church, nicknamed Chief.
All right, Summer 1. Noel, you still got 0. You're going to need to try to get in there. Question number 4. Keith Urban is known to play what instrument on stage? A guitar or a piano?
Noel.
Summer.
Noel.
Guitar.
Is it guitar? It is. All tied up heading into this fifth and final question. There's a country artist with the last name of Rice. What's his first name?
Noel.
Ooh, Noel just barely.
Chase.
Is it Chase? Noel, you're going to Keith Urban!
Oh my God, yay!
Oh my goodness.
Congratulations, that ended up being a tight race.
Yeah, and Summer, you were right there. You got to give us a call back tomorrow, okay?
Oh, okay, thank you.
Thanks for playing,
congrats,
Summer.
Noel. All right, bye-bye.
All right, Noel, congratulations. Enjoy yourself 2 weeks from tonight, United Center.
Okay, and how do I do that?
Well, we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to get some information from you. How about that?
Okay, thank you.
All right, congratulations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.